Warning, this episode is bound to cause an international incident. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I am Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is a shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And a quick note, the True Crime Podcast Festival is next Saturday. If you're near Chicago and you want to go, just go to truecrimepodcastfestival.com and get your tickets now if you want to meet me in person. And if you can't make the convention, but you'll be in the Chicago area, I'll be in the city Friday through midday Sunday. Just message me at Joel from FL on Twitter or via our Facebook page, and I'll let you know where we can meet up. And this episode comes out on July 5th, so we should have some good Florida Man stories involving fireworks pretty soon. In the meantime, enjoy this double dose of listener quickies that involve cops and explosives.
I always look forward to the 4th of July ones. There's always some goodies there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the 4th of July episode from last year is one of our most downloaded episodes.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got a email from a listener. And where was this person from?
From the European nation of Germany.
As opposed to the South American country of Germany?
Well, we've got a lot of Florida listeners that aren't too good at geography and wanted to kind of let them know where Germany.
Across the pond.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll read the email. This is, starts off. Who's this from?
Katja.
Hi, Joel and Phil. As a German who grew up in Palm Harbor, Florida, and left the States in 2007, I enjoy listening to your podcast. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. It reminds me of why I'm glad I left Florida. Okay. However, it also makes me miss Florida. We have our fair share of dumbasses in Germany, although there aren't as many as in Florida, and I'd like to share some recent stories with you. Maybe one of these will make your listener quickie episodes. Cheers.
Oh, apparently they both did.
Apparently they both did. Oh, you were going to do a double. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Number one, woman finds a grenade. What she does with it shocks experienced police officers.
It's good to know that over in Germany, they do clickbait headlines, too. That's just not a U.S. thing.
Yeah. A 32-year-old woman was jogging through a forest in Bavaria last Wednesday.
I've been there.
There? Where?
Bavaria.
You've been to Bavaria?
I have.
Okay.
Good beer.
We're not talking about Epcot.
No. That doesn't count. The real.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There she discovered an RPG, which she could not identify as such. So the woman took home the unknown object. The 32-year-old had a plan for her found grenade. She wanted to use it as a decoration. Without further ado, the woman painted it black.
Was she a Rolling Stones fan?
I don't know.
I see a grenade and I want to paint it black.
Continuing with the story.
All right.
As the woman did some research throughout the day, she found out that her home was now adorned with a grenade. She immediately alerted the police and handed over the grenade.
I would have made them come get it. I wouldn't have handed it over. Yeah. I would have said, here, you come get this shit.
Even the experienced officials were amazed when they held the repainted grenade in their hands.
They didn't send in the robot?
No. The lady was lucky, though. Apparently, it was a practice grenade without detonator and without explosives.
Ah, so it was just a shell?
It probably comes from a nearby military training area, the police said Thursday. Due to the black repainting, it cannot be determined whether it is a German or an American model. The police are warning the citizens, with such mysterious finds, the police should be informed, because this action could have backfired.
Boom. that's one thing we really don't have to worry about here in Florida is
grenades?
Well, just the random stuff from like World War II or any really major war. We really haven't had that here in Florida. I mean, you might find some old single shot muzzle loaders or bows and arrows back from Civil War or in.
But still, you would still think that the general public would recognize the description of a grenade.
It depends. It didn't say if it was a rocket propelled grenade. So
right.
It might have
RPG.
So it might have. It obviously didn't look like a hand grenade. So it might have looked more like a vase or something. But yeah.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
All right, story number two.
All right, the second story she sent to us, a car driver presents driving school receipt instead of a driver's license. I don't think that counts. A driving student from Delbruck in North Rhine-Westphalia had not yet had a lot of driving lessons. The Paderborn police stopped the still driver's licenseless 28-year-old at the wheel of a car because he was talking on his mobile phone. Instead of a valid driver's license, he presented the receipt from a driving school. 28 years old, and he's just now getting his driver's license? Jeez. He told the officer that he had to, unfortunately, complete a few hours of lessons before he could register for the driving test. He continued to telephone during the stop, reported the police on Thursday. Yeah, hold on. I'm in the middle of something here. The police initiated criminal proceedings for driving without a driver's license. Quote, the date for the driver's license test will be postponed for several months, unquote, said a police spokesman. And then Katya sent us a note. She said, just to let you know about the one with the guy showing his driving school receipt. In Germany, you have to attend a driving school to learn how to drive. Your parents can't just teach you like in the U.S. Just like in the U.S., there is a theoretical test and an actual driving test. But in Germany, you also have to attend a first aid course as well. And it costs around 1,400 euros to get your license. Driving schools aren't cheap. That's about 1,500 bucks.
Damn.
American, yeah. So you would think part of the lessons would be don't drive until you get your license.
Well, he knew he would. He knew that he had done wrong. I mean, he figured, what the hell?
He kept the receipt in the car so that he could show it just in case. Dumbass.
That's our listener quickie stories for this week. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed while riding on the Autobahn at 110 miles per hour.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, a Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.